Flash gas, what it is, where it belongs, and where it doesn't, what flash gas is, why a normal amount forms at the metering device, and why flash gas in the liquid line before the metering device is a problem that kills capacity. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. Flash gas is refrigerant that boils off into vapor the instant its pressure drops. Drop the pressure on a liquid and its boiling point drops too. If the liquid is now warmer than its new, lower boiling point, some of it instantly flashes to vapor and that flashing cools the rest of the liquid down to the new saturation temperature. There's a place where flash gas is supposed to happen, right at the metering device, by design. And there's a place where it's a problem, anywhere upstream in the liquid line, before the metering device. Knowing the difference is the whole point. How it works, when liquid refrigerant passes through the metering device TXV or piston, the pressure drops hard from high side to low side. A fraction of the liquid immediately flashes to vapor. That flashing pulls heat out of the remaining liquid, which is exactly how the refrigerant gets cold before it enters the evaporator. So the cold mix of liquid plus a little vapor that enters the evaporator is normal and necessary. That's good flash gas. It's the refrigerant cooling itself down for the job ahead. The problem case is when the refrigerant starts flashing in the liquid line before it reaches the metering device. That happens when the liquid doesn't have enough subcooling to stay liquid through the pressure drops and warm runs of the liquid line. Once vapor forms in the liquid line, the metering device can't feed the evaporator with a solid liquid column. It's trying to meter a frothy mix, and capacity falls off a cliff. In the field, you usually catch unwanted flash gas indirectly, by symptoms and by subcooling. Read subcooling at the condenser outlet. Low or zero subcooling means there's little margin keeping the liquid from flashing on its way to the metering device. Look for a temperature drop across the liquid line filter dryer. A dryer that's restricted will cause a pressure drop and a measurable temperature drop across it. And that pressure drop can flash the liquid right there. Feel both sides. A cold or sweating outlet on the dryer with a warmer inlet is a flag. On a sight glass system, bubbles in the sight glass at steady state are classic flash gas in the liquid line, usually low charge or a restriction. Check the symptoms. Low capacity, high superheat at the evaporator, it's being starved, and often a hissing slash whistling metering device because it's passing vapor. Normal values and targets. At the metering device outlet, flash gas is expected. The refrigerant leaves as a cold low pressure liquid slash vapor mix at saturation. That's the design. In the liquid line before the metering device, you want zero flash gas. Keep enough subcooling, commonly 8 to 12 degrees on a TXV system or per nameplate, so the liquid stays solid liquid all the way to the metering device, even after line pressure drop and warm space runs. Long or hot liquid line runs long lateral, hot attic, vertical lift eat subcooling, and make flash gas more likely. More reason to confirm solid subcooling. Common faults and what they mean. Low charge, not enough refrigerant to build subcooling, so the liquid flashes early. Bubbles in the sight glass, low subcooling, high superheat, low capacity. Restricted liquid line dryer or partially plugged liquid line, pressure drop across the restriction flashes the liquid. Telltale temperature drop across the dryer, sometimes frost or sweat right at the restriction. Long slash hot liquid line run with marginal subcooling, the liquid picks up heat and slash or loses pressure on the way and flashes before the metering device. Fix the insulation, or you may need more subcooling. Undersized liquid line. Excess pressure drop in the line itself can drive flashing. Tech tips and gotchas. A cold spot or frost in the middle of the liquid line is a giant red flag. The liquid line should be warm, it's full of warm high-pressure liquid. A localized cold slash frosted spot means the pressure is dropping there and the refrigerant is flashing. Almost always a restriction at that point. Frost on the outlet of a dryer is the classic version. Don't confuse normal evaporator flash with a problem. Cold and flashing after the metering device is right. Cold and flashing before it is wrong. Subcooling is your best early warning. Healthy subcooling at the condenser plus no temperature drop across the dryer means the liquid is making it to the metering device intact. More refrigerant is not always the fix. If a restriction is causing the flash, adding charge just raises head pressure and stacks liquid in the condenser without solving the restriction. Diagnose the restriction first. Safety slash code notes. A restriction that flashes liquid often runs alongside high head pressure on the condenser side. Watch for high pressure safety trips. Recover per EPA 608 before replacing a restricted dryer or opening the liquid line.